This is Akashvani, the news read by Ling Biahui. Electioneering has reached a feverish pitch with leaders of various political parties crisscrossing states to garner support. Campaigning will come to an end tomorrow. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies from 8 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a rally at Dadar in Maharashtra. Before arriving at the venue, the Prime Minister paid his tributes to Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar at Chaityabhumi and Swatantravir Vinayak Damodar Savarkar at Savarkar Smarak. Earlier today, the Prime Minister addressed rallies at Hamirpur, Barabanki and Fatehpur in Uttar Pradesh. Speaking at a rally in Hamirpur, he attacked the Congress Party again on the issue of minority reservation. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi campaigned jointly today in favour of Kishori Lal Sharma, the Congress candidate from Amethi who is contesting against Smriti Irani. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said that once they will come to power, the INDIA bloc will make law on MSP for the welfare of farmers. Bahujan Samaj Party Supremo Mayawati addressed a political gathering in Pratapgarh district today and attacked the BJP and Congress. She said both the parties indulged in corruption. Withdrawal candidature for the seventh phase of the Lok Sabha polls ended today. A total of 57 Lok Sabha constituencies in 7 states and 1 union territory will go to poll in this phase on the 1st of next month. In Bihar, BJP has alleged that RJD nominee from Saran Lok Sabha constituency, Dr. Rohini Acharya, has concealed several facts in her affidavit, but the returning officer validated the nomination papers in haste. Dr. Acharya is daughter of RJD chief Lalu Prasad and making her debut in electoral politics with Lok Sabha elections. Talking to media persons in Patna, BJP leader S.D. Sanjay today said that the RJD nominee has concealed the facts related to the status of her citizenship, passport and residential status in the affidavit, but these matters were overlooked by the returning officer. He said BJP nominee from Saran, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, had raised the issue, but it was ignored by the authorities. Mr. Sanjay said Dr. Rohini Acharya has lived in another country for the past 7 years, so there should be clarity on her citizenship. He said a writ petition has been filed in this matter in Patna High Court, challenging the nomination of RJD contestant. The BJP leader said a speedy hearing has been requested to the High Court in this regard. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi today rebutted the claims of Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal in the alleged misconduct case. Addressing the media today, she claimed that today a video has surfaced which disproves Swati Maliwal's claims. She accused the BJP of hatching a conspiracy in this case. Swati Maliwal has lodged a complaint against Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA, Vibhav, alleging misconduct with her. Meanwhile, Swati Maliwal accused the Aam Aadmi Party of taking a U-turn in the case, alleging that the party is trying to save the accused. She accused the party members of her character assassination. Maliwal said that she has been fighting alone for women and now she will fight for herself too. Today, forensic investigation team of Delhi police arrived at the residence of Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal in connection with AAP MP Swati Maliwal's assault case. Today, the Teachers and Professors Association of ruling Trinamool Congress have staged a protest march towards Raj Bhavan, Kolkata, against Governor Dr. C.V. Anand Bose. Recently, allegations of sexual assault have been levelled against the Governor of West Bengal. Police had erected barricades outside Raj Bhavan to halt the protest march. Protesters have broken barricades in some places and police have detained some protesters. The Indian table tennis duo of Poimanti Bhatia and Akash clinched the mixed doubles title at World Table Tennis Feeder Tournament held in Cappadocia. The duo secured their triumph after a fierce battle against fellow Indians Anirban Ghosh and Swastika Ghosh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.